We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. This is how we do it on a Friday, 5 o'clock, Hochman and Crowder, Funky Buddha happy hour. Our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery, we know they're dancing along with us right now.
They love it.
Bellissima! Look at that. Dan Day dancing over Sweet Lou. Sweet Lou getting his groove on over there.
Sweet Lou jamming too. Ooh, he's going today, baby.
Tell you what. A loaded potato of a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on the Hochman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Now everybody cranks it up on a Friday. Get our little Morse code going. What?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
All
right.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You know, you know.
Yeah!
If you didn't know, now you know. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour in full effect. I do want to get to the end of the week montage and headlines as well. And we're going to talk some...
He'd be crunk at the end of the song.
Some heat as well. What? The song is still going, Solana. He's busy on the phones. The song is still going. Dan Day's partying his ass off.
Oh, Dan can go.
He doesn't care. You partied with Dan Day at Funky Buddha.
Dan can go, boy.
Dan Day can party.
Yes, sir.
Don't let that thin frame deceive you.
No, boy. And I felt safe, too. I don't know why, Big Lou. I was safe with Dan.
That's not Big Lou. That's Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou?
Sweet Lou.
Y'all can't, I'll call the man Lulu, Big Lou. Y'all can change to Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Solana's
busy.
Well,
he answered. I guess I got to ride with it.
Is that the end of the song, Solana, so I can get... No! Guess not.
I've been mumbling these words for months.
Bellissima! Crank it up, Solana. How we do it on a Friday, 5 o'clock. Somebody says, what's the name of that song? I need to download it. Sonarito.
What's that?
Sonarito. All right, I think that's it. It's not! It's not it! Somebody had texted in during the DJ Vasilovich interview. I'm like the Larry David of sports radio. Curb Your Enthusiasm starts this Sunday. I literally have to get an HBO subscription again. I gave up HBO.
Just borrow mine.
I watched Chernobyl. I loved that.
Yeah.
And then I just got rid of it. There was nothing I wanted to see. And I mean, that's how good that show is I am going to resubscribe to HBO solely because I want to see Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Isn't it on one of those other sites or something?
No, it's only on HBO.
How do I watch it, though? The old seasons are on something?
No, it's only on HBO.
Is it? There's no streaming site that sold it to or anything?
No.
Oh. Because you made me start watching that crazy-ass show.
Yeah, it's great.
I do enjoy it.
It's a funny show, man.
Yes.
All right, so you got a registrant, Solana?
Nick won it.
Nick won it?
Nick was the winner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Nick and the city. That's usually what we do.
Nick and the city.
What, is there a city?
Oh, no. I don't know where he was from, honestly.
Well, didn't you have to take down his information?
We already had his information in the system because he was a past winner. So.
Oh, so when you start putting it in, I got you. You know, next time just say Miami. I mean, I got to go through this.
But he says the city 90% of the time.
But like he's, I know, but I'm saying like he could just go Nick in Miami. What's the difference?
Nobody would know.
After some research here, Nick in Plantation.
There you go. All right. It was easy, like very easy. Didn't have to waste all this time.
My neighbor.
All right, you don't live in Plantation. You live in Davie, don't you?
Davie's right there, yeah. By Plantation.
Let's get headlines real quick because I want to get to the weekly recap with Dan Day. Let's get headlines here from our own Alejandro Solana in the city.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save Bellissima! You 15% more on car insurance.
Waiting to do that.
Tonight at 8 p.m., the Heat are in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. Tyler Hero, despite being out earlier this week, he did travel with the team to OKC. The Heat, you said, plus 1.5 points tonight, right?
Last I looked, yeah. Lee Sterling told us to take the over. The Heat Thunder over.
I like it.
Somebody, this is, I'm telling you, you can never get agreement on the text machine. These are the last three texts. Curb Your Enthusiasm was on Netflix. Might still be. No, it's not. Followed by Curb Your Enthusiasm is streaming on Hulu, Crowder. I got you. Followed by Curb Your Enthusiasm is on Amazon Prime, you turd. So I guess Curb Your Enthusiasm is on every streaming service, even though the streaming services only allow their shows to be on their streaming services because that's the appeal of getting their service. According to the texters, it's on every single streaming service known to man, and you don't need to get HBO because you can just get it. They air Curb Your Enthusiasm on the side of buildings now. They air it starting Sunday nights. They air it. It's everywhere. You can't avoid Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm not with Hawk Texas. I'm with y'all.
People drive me crazy.
I saw it on BET the other day.
I saw it on TLC. All right, anything else in the headlines there, Salandria?
You good?
Hey, it's crazy.
A little aggressive, wasn't it?
It's crazy. It's like, where do they sell? Not to bring up the hotcake situation with you again, Solana. I know it was yesterday around this time. Where do you get McDonald's pancakes? Well, you can only get them at McDonald's. And then the texters come in. You can get them at Burger King. Oh, did you know you can get McDonald's pancakes at Denny's? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You idiots.
Oh,
all right, what do you got?
Goodness.
What?
Curb Your Enthusiasm is broadcast on HBO, but you can be watched on Amazon Prime Video, Sky, Atlantic, or Now TV in the UK.
Wait, okay, if you're in the UK.
No, but it says Amazon Prime Video.
Right, but you have to subscribe to HBO.
Through Amazon Prime. I don't know how this crap works. I don't even have a Cash App.
Nah,
y'all don't yell at me. I'm just reading what I looked up now. Hell.
Yeah, there's the first text. You need an HBO subscription to watch it on Amazon.
Oh,
I mean, I could do the same thing. Like, I could watch it on my Roku through the HBO app, but you got to have a subscription to HBO.
You sure it's not on Netflix?
Yeah, I'm positive it's not on Netflix. And neither, and Bird Box, what was that called? Bird Box isn't on HBO. They all have their own shows so that you'll subscribe to them. You can't watch Bird Box anywhere but Netflix.
What you're saying is making a little sense.
Bellissima! All right. Hey, you have any headlines, Solana?
Canes Hoops will play tomorrow at the Watsco Center. 1 p.m. tip-off. They host the 9th-ranked Seminoles of Florida State.
Yeah, we just talked with DJ Vasilevich in the last segment. You can hear it on the radio.com rewind feature if you missed it. He was very good.
Tomorrow, Conor McGregor will face off versus Donald Cerrone, the cowboy.
Yeehaw! I was taking a sip of water. I forgot that was coming.
In the UFC main event, 246 tomorrow. And finally, guys, according to a new study, Americans trust Amazon, Google, and search engines more than they do trust teachers, science, or Tom Hanks.
I don't got time. Here's you have weather? You have weather? I ain't got the time or the energy. No, no, don't.
Not
no.
Tom Hanks.
No.
But Google more than
no.
A teacher?
No. No.
I want to play with you, Solana.
Do you have weather?
Weather. Don't play.
Give us weather. I'm not playing. I don't have time. Weather.
I want to play.
I'm sure everybody was happy about your Amazon rant.
When you want to play, it's okay. I can't play.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, 75 degrees currently. Tonight the low will drop to a nice 69.
Nice.
10% chance of rain tonight with that wind moving northeast at 18 miles per hour. Just 0.3 inches of precipitation tonight, so be careful with those 0.3 inches.
And a whole bunch of people texting in, all the old seasons are on Amazon Prime. You don't need... I'm not talking about the old seasons! Who gives a crap about the old seasons? I'm talking about being able to watch the new Curb Sunday night. I don't want to sit down Sunday night and watch the old seasons. Oh, the new Curb Your Enthusiasm is on. Let me watch Sanford and Son. Huh? Somebody says, calm down, Hank.
But you can watch Curb Your Enthusiasm on the old stuff.
But not the new ones. What I mean, what's
right,
the difference?
But you're still watching Curb Your Enthusiasm,
I can go to the movie theater and watch.
I think you need to apologize.
What? No.
You need to apologize to the Texans.
For what?
It might not be new, but it is Curb Your Enthusiasm on streaming sites.
Oh, my God. I was talking about the new episodes, you dummies.
Well, there you go. You gotta be specific.
You have a sponsor for weather.
Air quality, by the way, is good.
I trust Google more than any teacher in the world.
I trust Tom Hanks over anybody. Sponsor?
He's a hero. For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high-hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high-hand. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Everybody okay?
Are you okay?
Bird Box. $15 a month for Bird Box.
You got me like when my wife starts yelling. I'm looking at the ground. I'm scared. I'm going to get it.
Dan Day, who runs our affiliate division right through the window there on my left-hand side, he puts together a montage every Friday around 5 o'clock, and it's a look back on the week. You may not hear every moment, and so we try to encapsulate the entire week as best we can, and here is Dan Day's look back at this week.
Hawkman Highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder Crowd Pleasers.
Crowd Pleasers.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show.
Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm a f***ing baseball player. That's what we do. We f***ing hit home runs and f***ing slap ass. Slap ass.
Her fans are the Swifties.
No, Swizzle. I think a Swizzle did.
I like.
Me and my wife were sitting there eating oysters, and she's pregnant, and then they get all frisky, and then I had to get a little more frisky. I ate 47 oysters late yesterday, I believe.
Weird turn this just took.
Slap ass!
Baseball.
I'm from the Dominican Republic, okay? All I know, since I was a little kid, is to catch fly balls and to say slap ass every single time. Slap ass!
Here's a better question. Who the hell is Jarvis?
One team, one heartbeat, baby.
I think it's Swizzle Dizzle.
Only one can truly call themselves the Tigers from Death Valley.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
September.
Swizzle Dizzle.
DJ Biggie Fresh on the east side.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
That was good.
You killed it, Dan. There was baseball in there from James Earl Jones. Solana told me at 1 o'clock today, all show long, you gotta mention it's James Earl Jones' birthday. He's 89 today. That's all we need to do today is you saying baseball. Never remembered to do it. It caught both of us off guard when it was in there. That is terrific.
Told you to cancel everything you had planned today.
He did.
To do it.
He told me, cancel everything you have planned. James Earl Jones' birthday today. All you have to do is keep saying, baseball. First appearance was in the montage. Dan Day assuming we would have done what we had planned on doing. Dan, that was a banger. That's one of the best ones you've ever put together.
You guys are the best.
No. You are the best. Little slap ass. Odell Beckham, he was playing a little slap ass.
I didn't want to arrest him, man.
Slap ass.
Nothing wrong with little slap ass.
That is so great. All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat next. Ira Winderman is going to join us from Oklahoma City. talk a little Heat Thunder, and we'll do that next with Ira Winderman on 15 Minutes of Heat.
We all want to make money. We all want to get promotion. We all want to move up, make raises, make more money to support ourselves. But are you good with money? Are you financially educated? If you can't answer yes to both those questions, let Dade County Federal Credit Union help you with it. Dade County Federal has 11 branches throughout Dade County, and they've been serving South Florida since 1939. They're the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You join the credit union today, and you get free access to money management and financial education services. Let DCFCU help you out with your money. Don't put your money under a mattress. Don't throw it, give it to somebody, and they just hold on to it for you. Let them help you learn how to grow money. Get ready for retirement. It's never too early. And DCFCU can help you with all of it. They offer savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk, which makes the hassle of buying a new car easy and efficient. And then there's the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. It is in honor of the 1972 Miami Dolphins perfect season. And the great benefits of DCFCU's Perfect Checking is automatic debit card savings, ATM reversal fees up to $10 per month, and identity theft recovery services. Applying is easy. You can apply online at dcfcu.org/perfect, but financial freedom is what we all want, and Dade County Federal Credit Union will help you with that. Go to fincu.com. That's FINSCU.com for more details.
All right, 15 Minutes of Heat is next on Hockman and Crowder. All right, we'll do 15 Minutes of Heat here. 15 Minutes of Heat brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat, and by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat took care of the Spurs on Wednesday. They're in OKC tonight, 8 o'clock tip-off. You will hear the game on 790 The Ticket. And we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. He is in Oklahoma City right now. Hello, Ira.
Well, first of all, guys, before we talk basketball, you guys owe me $20, so you can figure out how to pay it back, because I was listening to the show yesterday. I immediately went to the pantry and to my freezer. And both my frozen pancakes and my Bisquick did not have a capital P on the pancake, so I knew that they were counterfeit.
Right.
So I need to get reimbursed for that now, because apparently, after listening to Solana, that if it's not a capital P and not trademark, it might be a flapjack or a griddle cake. So I brought them back to Publix. They wouldn't take it. So really, it's up to you guys now, because of the massive fraud being purveyed, until I learned from Solana, who remains my shopping guru.
Yeah, I would say, for those of you that didn't hear yesterday's show, we learned that the best kind of griddle cakes are pancake brand griddle cakes or flapjacks.
Correct.
Solana outdid himself yesterday. You really did. You have some of that
like hot
yesterday?
Cakes.
I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like, they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face. Perfect. It's a perfect encapsulation of what transpired yesterday. And if you want to come into the studio one day, Ira, and punch him in the face, you're more than welcome.
No, and I don't know, but did you guys see the front page of the New York Post today, where it said Aunt Jemima in tears? It was an awful day all around the industry.
Oh, we got it, Ira. It's cute. We got it.
Solana getting all razzled. Okay, all couple
right,
of
let's get let, we'll get on to the Heat, and the biggest news today, as I know you guys referenced in the update, is the Justice Winslow situation.
Yes.
Which is turning. I know you spoke to Sedano about it yesterday. More bizarre by the day. The Heat are saying today that Justice will be out 2 more weeks for sure, and then be reevaluated. So it's really not like, hey, 2 weeks from now, he's going to be back for that game on February 1st in Orlando, and you move forward. As you guys know, when they add that caveat of will be evaluated, usually it means a bunch more time. Generally, the NBA thought is, for every week you're out, it takes 2 days back on the court to get where you want to be. So we're talking really at least 3 weeks, probably at least to the February 6th NBA trading deadline. And honestly, guys, probably more likely to the February 15th, 16th NBA All-Star break.
And Ira, we talked about this before because, what was it, early January he played in that Pacers game. Like, what was that about?
That was about, you know what, especially back injuries, as everyone knows, are so awkward that sometimes you don't know until you know. So the thought was, hey, Justice, let's go out. Let's try you for a short stint, see how you react. As soon as the game is over, Eric Spoelstra says, one, that he played much better with Justice. And Justice Winslow, too, said, yeah, but my back still hurts. And we haven't seen him since. I was told amid all of this that it would not be surprising for the diagnosis to come out of out at least a month to 6 weeks. So I'm not so sure they're not just sort of slow pedaling, you know, that every 2 weeks at a time they'll tell us he's still 2 weeks out. But this notion, or even like Sedano was sort of indicating of, hey, he's never going to play for the Heat again. They're just going to trade him in the interim. You guys know back injuries. Who's going to trade for someone with a back injury who has played once since early December, since December 4th? So I think this is the worst of all worlds for the Heat. They can't play a necessary player who would make their defense better, and they can't trade him for a player who will make them better. This is a really tough spot for Pat Riley.
Yeah, this is a real interesting scenario that has worked its way out with him, especially with that one game back, because you were like, okay, yeah, here he goes. He'll start getting some minutes. Very, very strange. Ira Winderman is with us, Heater in OKC tonight. You put out some midseason grades in the Sun Sentinel. You can read it at sunsentinel.com or on the Sun Sentinel app. What grades would surprise people, do you think?
Well, the point I was trying to make is I try to look at my quarter poll ratings and now my ratings with the Heat at midseason, try to look at it more through the prism of who has stepped up the most. So you have a guy like Derrick Jones Jr., who at the quarter poll really was nowhere. He was dealing with his own injuries. Justice was getting the minutes. And we all sort of thought, okay, Derrick Jones Jr., he's sort of a nice guy, but he's not really going to take you anywhere. He's the guy in my grades who made the biggest jump. I had him at C- at 21-game mark, and now with tonight being the 41-game mark, I lifted him up to a B+. He was a guy, and the other guy who was, let's face it, who was left for dead was James Johnson. I am at a D at the quarter poll because he didn't play at all, and I know a C+ might not sound overwhelming, but he's contributing. And you know what? With the Justice Winslow injury, they need James Johnson. If James Johnson is not good, they don't really have that five-tool player anywhere else on the roster, and that's the problem. When Justice is out, he does like four or five things well that you have to have individuals step up. So to me, those were the two guys who I think made sort of the biggest jump from where they were, a bunch of guys holding their ground, and then sort of stepping back a little, Duncan Robinson with his defensive struggles, and I think the revelation that Myers Leonard was in the quarter poll of the season, now you're seeing why he's a throw-in in a trade. Yeah, he'll have a nice moment or two, but rarely after a game does anyone say, hey, do you see what Myers Leonard did?
And Ira, it's funny, I was going to ask you about Myers because I was looking up, you know, just some stats on like the Lopez brothers, McGee, Drummond, Capella.
Sure.
Why can't Myers Leonard do 7-foot player type stuff?
I think because he is so lumbering that he doesn't feel comfortable going out on the perimeter against bigs because they'll blow right by him. But he also doesn't feel comfortable and against their quickness in the post. I mean, there's a reason. There's always a reason why Portland didn't play him until there were injuries in the playoffs and he had that big game at the close of their playoff run last year. He is not nimble. He is not agile. And when you sort of add that up together, today's NBA is all about the quick guys and the speedy guys and switching on the double team. So the Heat so much want to find success for Bam Adebayo that they're almost sacrificing the center spot. They don't want him to get in foul trouble. They don't want him to get beaten up in the defensive post. They want him sort of switching on the perimeter. So I think in the rush to make Bam Adebayo the special player he's become, I think they're sort of saying, hey, when you guys do those insipid pregame matchups, who's better at point guard, who's better at shooting guard, we're just going to give up center. The other center will always be better than our center, but the rest of our lineup will work better. And Channing, the bottom line is the metrics individually are not good for Myers, but they have won a bunch of games with Myers Leonard as their starting center. So the thought is, ain't broke, don't fix.
Yeah, I kind of subscribe to that thought. Talking about their good record, so, and we talked about this yesterday with Sedano and who else was on with us? Bill Reiter. They've got a record, I mean, at home, 18-1. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And they won on Wednesday night. And their overall record is very impressive after 40 games. And so by their record, they're an elite team in the East.
Right.
But by your eyeballs, Are they an elite team?
Yes. No. They've won a whole bunch of close games in December, so they puffed that record up a lot. Are they, and again, you know, I keep saying this to you guys almost weekly now, are they an elite regular season team? Yes. Because the Heat knows nothing that every other game is the single most important game on the schedule, of which very few NBA teams ascribe to. We see Kawhi Leonard taking a ton of time off. We'll see other elite players on top teams getting their load management. You haven't heard that from the Heat at all this season. I think the Heat are an elite regular season team who just might finish second in the NBA Eastern Conference. And Hawk, you brought this up from the start of the success, but are the Atlanta Hawks of three seasons ago when they had a bunch of all-stars and the best record of the East during the regular season, and then LeBron and the Cavaliers sort of said, ha-ha, in the playoffs, come the conference finals, and they got blown away. That's why we keep talking about the February 6th trading deadline. And do they need that one more piece? Because we've seen, even lately, when Jimmy Butler goes sideways a little, and he has a little bit more recently, you need someone to come out of the woodwork. Kendrick Nunn the other day with 33 points sort of saved the Heat against a sub-500 Spurs team. So I think they're a very good regular season team, but I'm not sure I would go to Vegas and buy a championship ticket or even an Eastern Conference, you know, playoff championship ticket. I still think they need that one more element, but they will work like heck during the regular season to try to win every single game.
And I were talking about those young guys' big games, and I was, you know, thinking about Nunn's 33 points against the Spurs, and Duncan's went off certain games, Heroes went off certain games. Is that matchup? Is that game flow? Is it just a good night for the young guy? What goes into one of those young guys having those big 30-point nights?
I think that that's part of the ensemble approach, that no one on this team, not even Jimmy Butler, is expected to be the leading scorer every night. So this team has a real diversity of leading men. I mean, look, when Goran Dragic has one of his games out of nowhere, you go, whoa, where was that? Can he still do it at 33? I think this is the kind of team that if you're on those betting apps and you're trying to bet who the leading scorer for the Heat's going to be on an individual night, it's really hard because they really will ride the hot hand. I think that's why Jimmy Butler won't be voted in an all-star starter, because he's not asked to be the leading scorer every night. Because it could be Robinson, it could be Hero, it could be Dragic, it could be Adebayo. It could probably be one of seven guys you'd have on your app as who could be the leading scorer for the Heat that night. Most teams aren't that way. Most teams only win if Kemba Walker is the leading scorer, if Pascal Siakam or Kyle Lowry are the leading scorer, if Giannis Antetokounmpo is the leading scorer. That, again, is what makes them so unique for the regular season. But you know what? In the playoffs, I want that guy who could be the regular scorer. I want Jimmy Butler four times to lead me in scoring four games to win four games in advance in the playoffs. I'm not sure the Heat have that. I'm not sure they have that single guy that four times could be the difference maker that I think a bunch of teams, even the Sixers with Joel Embiid, have.
So speaking of leading man, so 40 games sure. into the season, 40 games, they're number two in the East. They've got a 700 winning percentage. They're 18-1 at home. Who gets most credit for this season's success? Is it Jimmy Butler? It could be Riley. It could be Spo. It could be Bam Adebayo. Like, who, if you had to, I guess, you're allowed to do it like a Hall of Fame, give someone gets a 5, a 4, a 3, 2, 1. Who's most responsible for the Heat's success?
I think it's Eric Spoelstra, because I think it's very hard to coach a team where it's all for one, one for all, and ego doesn't get in the way. And Eric Spoelstra handed his player a list of precepts before the season, and I happened to catch it one day before they erased it from the dry erase board. And one of the things was celebrate a teammate's success. And Channing, you know how hard that can be, that you can say you're a team player, but everyone's playing for their own contract. They're playing for their own stardom. And that's what you've seen. And the guys who haven't bought in, James Johnson early, especially Deion Waiters lately, you just leave them on the side by the trash can, because that's what they didn't have with Hassan Whiteside. Hassan Whiteside could never bring him to celebrate his teammate success unless he was getting his double-double instead. Eric Spoelstra has found a way to get those guys to all share in the moment that it could be any different guy at any time. That's a really hard thing for a coach to do, because Pat Riley basically gave him a bunch of stuff. And the stuff, I don't think this roster necessarily fits together. So Eric Spoelstra has told him, on any given night, it could be any combination. And that's why you have a guy like Kelly Olynyk, who's played once in the last five games, and you saw the story he wrote at the Sunset Let All. He's not complaining, because he said, how can I complain when we're a winning team? When you're sitting and losing, it's a different situation. So I think Eric Spoelstra's done a hell of a job. I even wrote for my Sunday column, my NBA midseason awards, and I think the Heat's best chance at getting a postseason award this year would be Coach of the Year. I think it's Eric Spoelstra. I think it's Nick Nurse, what he's done in Toronto after losing Kawhi. And I think Frank Vogel holding it together somehow with Jason Kidd looking for his job and LeBron having the ego there. I think those are your three front runners right now for Coach of the Year.
Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Download the Sun Sentinel app. He is in Oklahoma City. Heat and Thunder tonight tips off at 8 p.m. Thank you, Ira.
Let me get back to my salad in a plastic bowl. Thank you, fellas.
Have a great weekend. Ira Winderman there from the Sun Sentinel. That is your 15 minutes of heat. It's your turn to talk about something.
If you're in the market for
a new
car,
you looked at me like you were confused.
You had a little something. A little
but
sexy
I always do it exactly that way. That's your 15 minutes of heat, and then I look at you and you talk about something, and you just
thought
looked
you had
at
a little
me.
Banter. Go to Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and holler at my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of Chevys. Y'all have seen those cars, trucks, and SUVs out on the road. Stop staring at other people's cars. I'm serious now. You're freaking them out. Go over and holler at Eric Nunez at Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and get your own. And everybody knows you always pay less at Lubac Road. Thousands less than any other dealer in the nation. Other dealers come to Eric because he can hook you up better than they can hook themselves up at their own dealerships. And Lubac Road is your Silverado headquarters. If you love pickup trucks, check out the 2020 Silverados. You will fall in love. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Go see Eric. Go see an award-winning sales team. Go see an award-winning service department and check out the most immaculate showroom you'll ever see in your life. It's conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, Eric is going to hook you up. I know a bunch of people go over there and they come up to me in the streets. Man, they watch out for me at Lubac Road. I'm telling you now, Eric, it works those numbers like a genius, and he is going to watch out for you. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. O'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by the Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday, 5 o'clock. This song signifies our final segment of the week
and a long weekend.
Always makes me happy, and a long weekend as well. I told you earlier in the show, Mondays Crowder and I usually do the show at Twin Peaks in Davie on University Drive, and this week we're off on Monday for MLK Day, but we are going to do our show Tuesday and Wednesday at Twin Peaks in Davie.
So a five-day weekend.
So, yeah, I look forward to those shows so much. And then I think we'll be in studio Thursday, Friday. And then the following week, it's Radio Row for the Super Bowl. Wow. And so we'll be Monday through Friday at Radio Row on the Super Bowl. So got a lot of
cool little stretch.
Yeah, cool little stretch. Guys, before we continue here, Men's.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. And as I say, we roll into the weekend here. If you're thinking about things, you know, I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Men's.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost, and are now even offering your first month starting at just $5. So maybe get a little time tonight, or maybe over the weekend, you set aside 15 minutes because they'll deliver erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. So you don't need to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to have an embarrassing conversation with the doctor. The Men's.com process is all online and takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor, and they're even located in the U.S. So I know you can put off your needs. Don't put it off any longer. Take 15 minutes. If you really want to enhance your performance, visit Men's.com for generic Viagra or Cialis and get your first month starting at just $5. Treat ED easily with Men's.com and thank me later. That's FDA approved, Men's.com. So today has been a loaded potato. This entire week has been a loaded potato. And if you're listening at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, you know that our producer, well, Alejandro Solana, our executive producer, Dan Day is our producer, and he runs our affiliates. he puts together a end-of-week montage. One of the things that we discussed a lot this week, yesterday, was Odell Beckham with the slap ass, with the
that's all he was doing.
With the cop. And then we saw more videos today. So Odell Beckham, just to recap, after the game was over, the championship game between LSU and Clemson, after the game, he was handing out cash midfield.
Yes.
Already, we were saying yesterday, like, why do you want to do that? Make it about yourself. Like, let these guys celebrate.
And put those kids in an awkward situation.
You know you're putting them in an awkward, like, you're beyond it, but that doesn't mean that, and they obviously, like, they're not going to walk away from you. You're Odell Beckham. Like, it's just, to me, a bad look. Then the video comes out, he's in the locker room, and there's a cop in there, which I think is absurd anyway, but whatever, and Odell Beckham walks up to the cop, plays slap ass. And we're like, come on, bro. Like, why?
Don't touch anybody's butt and don't touch a cop.
You're making it about you. Why are you making it about you? This morning, we saw more videos. There's a video of Odell Beckham after the game was over and a whole bunch of people are congregating on the field. Karl Malone is one of them. And he decides to post up Karl Malone. But he does it in a very aggressive fashion.
Maybe he thought it was Post Malone.
That's a great joke. That's a great joke. I love that joke.
Yes.
But he tries to post him up, and it's like super aggressive. It's
and
weird.
Karl wasn't having a good time.
Because it wasn't like a cute little, hey, look at me, I'm going to post up Karl Malone. Like, he was putting his body on him.
Yes.
It was weird.
And then the other video.
What was the other video?
He stole the bullhorn from the LSU band.
And they and he's yelling into this megaphone, and the band director's trying to get it back.
And he grabs the guy's wrist, and he keeps, but he's not saying anything. He's just making noise.
Real weird stuff.
People were saying drunk, allegedly, in all the words we have to use. I don't know this is a fact. I think it was beyond alcohol.
Right. It looked like he was torn up because his eyes, when you get more of these videos now, like his eyes are weird. He doesn't even look like he's doing anything in a playful fashion. It's like he's consumed.
Floating.
Yeah.
And if you think I was going the marijuana route, further than that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a little deeper with a cocaine-based drug, if I could call it that.
Because now you're seeing all this stuff. Like, it wasn't just Odell handing out the cash. He played the slap ass.
Yeah.
He posted up Karl Malone. He took the megaphone from the band director. There's probably more video. Like, he was
out there.
Out there for the entire game, it seems like.
It seemed like he was in his world, and the game was happening around him.
Yes.
And I got to Miami 15 years ago. I've seen a lot of people with
when you actually become the epicenter of everything around you, there could be other reasons that's happening other than just your personality.
Yes.
But I
drugs,
tell you,
man, it's drugs.
I tell you,
using all these little terms and trying to talk around it. The man was on drugs. I believe. I don't have facts, but I believe he's on drugs.
I tell you all that because slap ass is a big part of Dan Day's weekly recap from our show this week. Here is Dan Day's look back at the week that was on Hockman and Crowder.
Hockman highlights.
Highlight.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show.
Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm a f***ing baseball player. That's what we do. We f***ing hit home runs and f***ing slap ass. Slap ass.
Her fans are the Swifties.
No, Swizzle. I think a Swizzle did.
Highlight.
Me and my wife were sitting there eating oysters, and she's pregnant, and then they get all frisky, and I had to get a little more frisky. I ate 47 oysters late yesterday, I believe.
Weird turn this just took.
Stop it!
Baseball.
I'm from the Dominican Republic, okay? All I know since I was a little kid is to catch fly balls and to say slap ass every single time. Slap ass!
Here's a better question. Who the hell is Jarvis?
One team, one heartbeat, baby.
I think a Swizzle Dizzle.
Only one can truly call themselves the Tigers from Death Valley.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
September.
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 Swizzle Dizzle.
DJ Biggie Fresh on the east side.
I'm gonna punch you in the face. That's so great. What's the video game dying sound? Is that, let me guess, is that Ladybug?
No, that's Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, so we're Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Dan Day, you outdid yourself again, man.
It's always great. I laugh just putting it together. People walk by the window and get scared because I'm in a room by myself looking at a computer just giggling and smiling and laughing.
I'm telling you, you make the show sound better than it is. The show would be better if it was just 3 minutes of Dan Day putting together the week that was.
I love it.
If you missed any of today's show, Ira Winderman just there for 15 minutes of heat. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. DJ Vasilovich from the Miami Hurricanes. And most importantly, we debuted a brand new game show called Hockman or Orgeron. Coach Orgeron or Coach Hock?
Orgehock. It was genius.
It was genius. It you can was. Use the radio.com app. Use the radio.com rewind feature on that app. I think we played that around 3:30. I think it was around 3:30 this afternoon if you want to go backwards on the app. We got a lot of stuff coming up tonight. That's from Coach Orgehock. A lot of stuff coming up tonight on the two radio stations. So on 790, The Ticket, you're going to have Alex Dono. Anyone with Alex Dono, do you know?
No, it's just going to be Alex Dono and Sweet Lou is going to be producing.
Alex Dono, Sweet Lou producing. That'll be from 6 till 7, and then the Heat pregame show starts at 7. That's on 790, The Ticket. On 560, The Joe, is it Best of the Joe coming up?
I'm going to do my best Channing Crowder and run over there and do the Best of the Joe for an hour.
All right, there you go. Best of the Joe coming up on 560, The Joe. So we got to start to wrap things up around here.
This football season, Publix came out with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Even though the Dolphins are out of it, you got to go check out the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is a staple in the Crowder family diet now, and it is delicious. Publix always does it right. You know that. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub is crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and topped off with tasty garlic parmesan sauce. You've been eating cold cut sandwiches your whole life from Publix. Try that Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It's just as good, but everything at Publix. We know about the fried chicken, rotisserie chicken, the chicken wings. They have it all in the deli, the sides, the sweet tea, the lemonade. We all love Publix. And when you're having these parties, you're watching AFC NFC championship game next week with the Super Bowl, guys, get a platter if you have people over, because their platters at Publix will feed dozens. They have drinks, ice, beer, chips, snacks, sides. Publix got it all. And busy moms, busy dads, I love telling moms and dads about this. Publix.com will deliver. Now you don't have to go to the grocery store on the Saturday mornings, or you can have your date nights, Friday nights, Saturday nights, and still have your watch party, still have your tailgates, still have delicious dinners, because you go to Publix.com, you order your food, and they will deliver it right there to your house. Find all your watch party, tailgating, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night dinner needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, that is going to do it for us. Reminder, again, we are off Monday for MLK Day, but Tuesday and Wednesday we will be doing the show at Twin Peaks in Davie on University Drive, so hopefully you can come on out and join us for a drink or two. Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el martes.
Crack-a-lack-a-backpack.
His thing is this thing goes on. We'll start looking at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played in college football. Go Tigers.
Yee-haw!
Baseball.
Stop it!
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need,
really
need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.